All right, we're going.
Fan X mini episode.
Yeah, this is going to be a little unplugged episode. On this unplugged episode, we have Jake.
Does this mean
with
I
us.
Can say the F word on this one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe not. We do want Fan X people to listen to it.
No,
so
that's what I meant. The F word is Fan X.
Oh, good. Yes, you can definitely say that four-letter okay. F word on here. I haven't been editing out. Yeah.
I kind of did that on the fly and then realized, oh, it worked out.
There are some comedians, there's no saying, hey, we try to keep it like PG-13 or lighter. It's just...
You know, listening to a lot of podcasts, you get a lot of comedians will go on a show, say the F word, and then go, oh, can we swear on this?
Yeah, yeah. They know what they're doing.
And also, the funnier thing about it is, some of them will do that and go, can we swear on this? And the host will be like, you've been on this show. You know you can do that.
Right. Right. So, yeah, any of the unplugged ones, we might just... I'll just put an explicit thing on it if it happens. Not all of them will be
fart.
Like that, but... But the regular ones we still try to keep. So don't you can worry. Listen to it at work.
I'll not get fired. I'll be a goodie. Don't worry about it.
All right, so we're going to slip this one in right before
Could you
Fan X.
Rephrase that, please?
We're going to drop this one right before Fan X.
You know what? Inappropriate, but still preferable.
Yes, it is. Slipping it in is a little inappropriate at this day and age. So we're just going to talk about things that are coming up for Fan X. I'll be there. I'm going to do four panels. You're coming to Fan X?
You know what? I'm gonna try and slip in there.
You're gonna slip it in?
Not making it. I don't want to make any promises. I would love to just see what fate tells me. But
well,
yeah, I would thoroughly enjoy slipping in there and seeing the sights and seeing at least one, if not all, of your panels.
Well, I'm gonna record them. They said
well,
you can
hey.
Record them, so I'm just gonna bring my Zoom and ask them to plug it in. And
so at the very, I will experience them in some capacity.
Yeah.
Those going to be released as unplugged?
I don't know. I mean, they're like an hour. Maybe. Yeah, probably something like that. Hmm. I don't know if you're supposed to get permission from
there.
The other panelists or...
I guess release pending on that one.
Yeah, I guess. If somebody says, I don't want that out there, then I guess we won't. But yeah. I haven't had that problem in the past. I've recorded a few just to listen to them.
How about we start out with what panels are you doing that you might potentially either see or hear later?
All right, Thursday at 5 p.m., I will be in room 151D. I can't remember off the top of my head which room that is. Sorry.
They have names?
Google it. Yeah, they've got rooms. They've all got different names.
Can we make up names? Is it the...
You can.
The Leah Hona room?
Probably not. This one's going to be the Velociraptor room.
Hey!
This will be the Jurassic Park 25th anniversary panel. And it's not the exact one that I proposed, but it's very similar. So, and it'll be fun. It's going to be talking about the 25th anniversary of Jurassic Park, obviously. So,
yeah.
And the influence it's had on other movies, how it got made, all that kind of stuff. So that's going to be Thursday at 5 p.m. That should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that one a lot. Because I remember the first time, I don't want to give too much away of what I'm going to say on the panel, but I remember seeing it for the first time, and I was like, whoa, everything is different now. Because there was nothing like it to that point.
No, that was fun. I guess I don't want to divert too much, but yeah, that was a fun thing that doesn't happen nearly as much of it anymore, is something happening in movies and going, whoa.
That's true.
Things will never be the same.
I mean, The Matrix kind of did that a little bit, too.
Matrix did that.
I'm trying to think of anything... I mean, some of the stuff they did in Star Wars.
For better or for worse, the prequels were definitely that.
Smeagol and the Lord of the Rings, definitely.
The Lord of the Rings was pretty big. T2, probably.
Oh, yeah. I would say even what they did with the Lord of the Rings movies with Gollum, what they did with Caesar in the new Planet of the Apes movies.
Yeah, that's
definitely. The most realistic character we've seen
wrong.
So far.
Some of the stuff Disney has been able to do with young and down people has been pretty impressive, like Michael Douglas in the Ant-Man stuff.
Oh, yeah, that actually does look pretty good. It looks better than Tron Legacy did.
You had to bring me down with Tron talk.
The Robert Downey Jr.
No, Robert Downey Jr. in
Iron Man 3. Was it Iron Man
3? No, that was in Winter Soldier, I think.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Was it Winter Soldier? Was it, no, it was Civil War. it was Civil War, because that was the one that they were like, hey, I found out you killed my parents. Mm-hmm.
That was actually pretty good stuff, too. It made him look pretty
good. It was decent. That would probably be the turning point, because the stuff in Rogue One's not very good.
They should have given him really bad teeth like he had in Back to School, the Rodney Dangerfield movie. Have you seen that recently?
I've seen it, but so long I don't remember him.
It's on Amazon Prime if you want to check that out.
Robert Downey Jr.'s in there?
Yeah. Really? He's like the best friend of Dangerfield's son.
Like, there's such a huge gap of, like, I remember him being Weird Science, and then probably, like, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang's like, oh, that's Robert Downey Jr. Where's he been?
a 25-year jump.
I'm sure he's there somewhere, but, yeah. For
the 25 years of Jurassic Park,
but he was missing. But to say, yeah, Jurassic Park, the effects in Jurassic, I'm not saying anything that no one's ever heard. The effects in Jurassic Park do still stand up from the original. Oh, yeah. Still stand.
They really still well. Look really good.
And, like, and a lot of that flawless. Is that it's... That movie, more than probably any of the other ones, is a lot of a mix of practical and, you know, digital.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So that's going to be fun to talk about. Again, that's Thursday, September 6th at 5 p.m. Now, Friday, which is September 7th, at noon, I will be on a Mission Impossible panel. It's called No Fallout, the Mission Impossible Film Series in Retrospective.
That's way cool. That one, Had you been planning that one for a while? Because I don't remember you talking about that
one. That was one I tried to get a spy panel on the thing, but it didn't. Mine was more broad, like talking about all spies. Oh, okay. But then after Fallout came out, one of the panelists just suggested on the Facebook group.
That's perfectly fine. It's never been a better time to rewatch all of the Mission Impossible
and films. And the new Fallout. Mission Impossible Fallout. I think it's the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my favorite one.
I had an opportunity to go see
it. I saw it last week, and man, it's good. It's really good.
Nice.
So that's going to be fun to talk about. We're going to be talking about, you know, basically every movie, the effects in it, the stunts in it, the cast, all sorts of things. So it's going to be, they're about 50 minutes long, and that's going to be a lot to pack in with like six people talking about it. So, but that one's going to be a lot of fun. And then, that same day at 5 p.m., and this is actually a panel that I did propose. It's called Avengers Reassembled, Infinity War and Beyond. And that one is at 5 p.m., and that is in room 151D. That's the same room as the other one.
I heard a really interesting theory about what's going to happen in the next Infinity War movie. I'll talk to you. I don't want to spoil it before the panel for you. I'll talk to you about it and see what you think about it off mic.
Well, we can do it on the episode because the episode will come out after Comic or Fan X. Okay. So, yeah, we can talk about it in the next episode. Yeah, not so this one. This is spoiler free.
Given behind the scenes looks of how we do this. No, these things happen on you know, in a very, what is it, like time? It's a chronological manner.
Yeah.
We're not banking any of these. These all happen.
For sure not.
We record them and then release them. In that day.
You can't hear 4th of July fireworks going off in the background right now. That's lightning, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
So that is my Friday. And then on Saturday, I will have at 1 p.m., I will be on a panel in room 250A, and we'll be talking about Disney's Galaxy Edge at Disneyland. That's the new Star Wars land.
Oh, is it?
At Disneyland, and it's how it's going to change theme parks forever.
It's an intimidating prospect. Like, I guess the big thing in my mind is the like theme cosplay hotel kind of thing that they like.
Right.
Just part of like the park that you got them dollars, you can go in and they'll give you costumes and people working there all. You know,
it's going to be pretty cool.
Death sticks or what have you.
The tricky thing is they're going to have different price ranges now. I know, especially for the openings, like for
I just assume Pixar. It is going to be completely out of my.
Me too. Pixar Pier. If you wanted to go to the soft opening, you had to pay an elevated rate of what you were paying just to get into the park. And somebody was telling me that it's going to be pushing like $1,000. To get to Galaxy's Edge on opening day. So, hey, more power to anybody that wants to pay that.
Even if I had that kind of money, I imagine that it would still be way more hassle than I would want to go through to fight the incredible wave of people who are trying to get to that.
I mean, I want to see it more than anything, but I also want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And paying $1,000 to be crammed in like a sardine.
Nah.
So we'll be discussing that, and
that's cool.
FanX should be fun. So if you
know any of the panelists that are going to be on there with you, anybody fancies or anybody you're excited about hanging with, anyone you want to talk, like these panelists who have really done you wrong that you want to just get it out right now?
No, I mean, all the panelists are pretty cool that I've met. I haven't met all of them, but...
Is Toby Keith going to be there?
Toby Keith might be there. We'll see. I mean, you never know. He might be like a special guest or something.
Descend from the ceiling like Sting.
Yeah, maybe he'll do like an after party or something. Toby Keith. Maybe Toby Keith wants to conquer the geek world now.
I'm having a good time right now imagining Toby Keith painted up and like the outlaw Sting from wrestling. Or is it the outlaw? What are they?
The Crow Sting. That's what they call it.
Crow Sting. Whichever. They call him the Vigilante Sting, I think is what they call him. But yeah. It would roughly... It wouldn't be that dissimilar. It would just be kind of like more crimped hair.
Yeah. Does he still have a mullet? I think he has short hair now.
I can only...
We'll have to give him a call. We'll have to bring him back in. Give him a talking to.
Oh, let's.
So, anyway, that's my schedule for FanX. FanX, it should be fun.
That's really exciting.
There's some cool people coming. It's always subject to change. They could always throw me on something else, too.
So, in years past, have you done this many panels? Is this like a panel a day?
I think I did four one other year. Okay. Yeah.
So this is old hat for you.
I mean, it's fun. Yeah. There's been a year where I only did one or two. So I'm more than happy to be on four panels.
Do you tend to do the panels and out? Do you hang out? Do you go see other panels? What's your actually experience like for you?
I'll be there pretty much all day, every day. And yeah, I like hanging out in the panels, to be honest with you. It's less crowded.
Yeah.
If it's something that's interesting, it's
a good way
and
to
fun,
take a rest.
Some of them can be a little time consuming. Let's just say, not super fun, but most of them are pretty good. And the lineup this year, there's some pretty good panels, and I'm super happy with the four I'm on. And if I get thrown on anything else, even better. But we'll probably be walking around if we can meet up and maybe talk to people. So if you see either one of us walking around, say, hey, I want to talk to you.
Yeah, we'll be happy to.
I'll have all my equipment, and I'll have my recording stuff.
Travis.
Boom. Look,
I've spent this whole unplugged, not saying anything untoward. I would invite you to do the same.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap this one up.
Okay. For this unplugged episode, I'm Jake, and
I'm Travis Tate. Better Tate than never.
FanX, people.
Boom.